Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There's an army right. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie. Thank you so much for stopping by the show today, whether it's the morning, evening, or tonight on the archives. Thank you so much for visiting the show. I hope it's something that's said today that will draw you closer to God never before, because we are living in the last days in this dispensation. So today, oh, gracious Father, we thank you today. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do in each and every person's life, dear Heavenly Father. Not only those that touch this line, dear Heavenly Father, that it will even come across the name Joy and Peace. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you the praise this morning. We give you the glory. And dear Heavenly Father, move me out of the way, dear Heavenly Father, and you go forth in me, dear Heavenly Father. Let me be the vessel that you have called for in these last and evil days, to him, the Father, to be able to reach a dying world, to him, the Father, some sinner man, boy, girl, to him, the Father, crying out what they must do to be saved. We're going to give you the praise. We're going to give you the honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. And I want to thank area code 832 for coming on this morning. Anytime you get ready, you want to say something, area code 832, just push 1 on your keypad. Be glad to hear from you today. Today our topic is, have you been through the floods of life? And I know everyone can raise their hands, shake, nod their head, move their feet, because we in this life have been through some floods of life, through trials and tribulation that have happened in our life that we could speak about today. And some of the tag words you'll probably hear through life, help, force, reveal, realize, limitation, reach, grace, and burn and fire, because we're talking about, have you been through the floods of life? You know, when you go through the floods of life, you're being burned. You're in that fire. You're being purified. And you know, the scripture said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest up through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And I'm going to be coming from using that from Isaiah 43:2. So today, anyone that's listening to the broadcast that would like to share some of the things that they've been through the fire, through the flood, through the storm, and through the rain, but they made it. You know, when you think about it, when you pass through the waters, the word of God letting you know he's going to be there with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. God is going to take you through. You're going to feel like, oh, wait a minute, everything just happening to me. The zinc that fell in, the everything. But no, just think about keeping your hands in Jesus' hand. You know, this is a promise that means that whenever and whatever we should pass through, water or fire, he's there to protect us. And, you know, that's an assurance that we have that's given in order that we might be comforted in view of the calamity. No matter what's going on around us, what's happening, no matter what we find ourselves in, what dilemma or what state. If you are in Christ Jesus, he went through it. Surely we're going to go through it. You mean we're going to have trials and tribulation on this side. We're going to go through things that we're going to think that we cannot come up out of. We're going to go through things that we feel we're being burned from the top to the bottom. But when you look at your hands, you see you got new hands, you got new feet. You got new eyes that you haven't even been sitting. You say, well, wait a minute. I know it was the hand of God that kept me, that brought me. I realized what I was going through. I realized he revealed to me, whether in a dream, through the scriptures, he let me know. This just something that's just passing through. It's his grace and his mercy that has brought me this far. You know, I can't think about it. I just have a limitation about I can't do this and can't do that. The word of God says you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. And he lets you know, I'm going to be with you no matter what you go through. The waters are coming to my soul. You know, when we think about it, we went through fire and through water. Think about what he went through, you all, to get us to where we are right now. We couldn't have did it without God. It wasn't just man per se, a mama or daddy that brought us through. It was the Lord Jesus Christ that brought us through everything that we have went through in our life. We thought it, you know, we couldn't make it. But some things we went through for the making of for our good. Some of us that's in ministries throughout the land, you went through something. People want to know, can they have that anointing that's on your life? No. You can't get it like that by osmosis. Just say, here it is. You went through the blood, you went through the fire to get the things that you have that's on the inside of you. And when you think about it, when thou walking through the fire, you know, So this is an expression of calamity and danger, in general like passing through fire. Yet it had a little fulfillment in the case of the three, you know, Jews who was cast by Nebuchadnezzar in the burning furnace. You think about, here they were in the midst of a fire. Not a hair was singed on them. Because, see, they knew who they were serving. They didn't just throw up their hands and say, oh, well, I give up on this. No. Don't give up. You need help? That's what he's there for. Just ask God for your help. Whatever help you need in whatever situation you're going through today. And life is what you make it. If you want to just sit down on your laurel and not get up, not doing the things that God have called for you to do, when things come up, you ain't going to know which way to go. But when you have been studying the word, when you listening to the word, when he's revelating things in your heart, in your mind, when you go through the floods and through the fires of life, you're going to make it through. You're not giving up. You're not just throwing up your hands and say, I can't do it. I can't make it. No, that's not what he's saying. He's letting you know, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. He's going to be right there. No matter what trial, what tribulation you're going through, he's going to be right there. He's going to be right there at your Red Sea. Just like Pharaoh and was in Egypt, you know. It was like the waters of a river was able to, you know, not able to prevail against you, you know. When thou goest among a people who was like thou, they could not prevail against the kingdom of God. You know, people tell you one thing, tell you something else. But it's, you know, however to be understood, whether as a promise pertaining to the future of life. You know, through the language it's mainly derived. God protects us and them through the scriptures. As you read from Genesis to Revelation, you see how God protected them in their perilous times. And whatever they was going through, they murmured, they complaining, but God still provided for them through whatever life situation we go through today. You may not feel like you're going through a fire, through a perilous time right now. Just keep getting up saying good morning. It's on the way down the road to you. Because every day, it's not going to be a sunshiny day. Every day, it's not going to be a crying day. You're going to have some weary days on this side in life. But do you know how to handle? Do you know how to stand up? Be and do what the word says. You've been reading the word. You've been studying the word. You've been preaching the word. You're ministering the word. So, I mean, it's time for you, as a man and a woman of God, to take hold of that word. When things come up in your life, be say, wait a minute. I'm not taking this lying down. I'm going to walk through this here with my head up. And I'm not just going to let this keep me down. And so, you know, when you think about passing through the water, that he'll be there. I can't help but thinking all the things that I've been through, I still have joy. No matter what it's been, from sickness to death, losing a home, losing a job, losing everything, I still had the joy of the Lord. It's my strength that I was going through the flood because I know over on the other side was going to be better than what I left. And just think about it. Have you been through the fire and flood in life? You know, the fire and flood of life force us to reach out to God. Like you've never reached out to him before. That means you need to get into your word. If you need to fast, let him put you on the fast. Let him tell you what fast to put on. You know what you need. Each individual know what their situation is. I can't come in and tell you to do this, that, and the other. You follow the instruction of God. Because what I may say is not what God is telling you. So when you listen to God, when you're going through your storm, through your trials and tribulation, you're going to come out as pure gold when you're listening to what God is saying, what God is telling you to do. You know, the word water, you know, is a figure of overwhelming trouble. And also the word mire, as you know, is of sin and great trouble. Have you ever been to the point where you realized that there was now no other way out but to go to God. You could, I don't care how many times you had called this one, you had called that one. But until you tapped into the source, which is Jesus Christ, for him to tell you what direction to go to, what's your next move? You know, I would like you to know that you can't do nothing without God. You can be swallowed up if you're not listening to God. If you're not doing the things God have told you to do, you'll be sitting there, just contemplating which way to go. You know, waters can also refer to meaning your enemies, whom have overwhelmed you. Proud waters would have gone out over our soul. And when I thought about grace, I used grace as a tag word. Grace is not limited to those who reach out. Grace provides a way of escape from the bondage of sin. Grace also provides security. Grace also stands alone. It doesn't need a crutch. It doesn't need altering. It doesn't need no repairs. It does not need man's explanation. It is still suffice for today. Grace must be accepted. When you just think about what God is doing for each and every one of you all today, you know, as I thought about this topic when I read through that, when thou passest through the water, I thought about the floods of life. It helped us to realize our limitation. You know, we figure we Iron Man Pete, we Superman, Superwoman and all that. But, you know, we do have limitation to a certain extent. But when we realized that we was made in the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he's right there to take us through whatever trial and tribulation we're going to go through. He went through it, and he know we can go through because he have given us that strength. We have that supernatural strength that we can go through. You may feel at that time when things hit you that you can't do it, you can't go through, but yes, you can. When your faith and your trust lies in God, you can go through it. You won't have to worry about, you know, calling this one, calling that one. Can I make it? Will I make it? Help me through it. Help me through it. The main person to go through and is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What you do is connect to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is your teacher. It's your leader. It's your guide. It will not leave you, you know. When you have to have kindness before you can even feel anyone a desire to come to the house of God, and they're going through every kind of torment. Every time you talk to them, they're going through this. They're going through that. Recommend telling them, give them some scriptures. Show them how to read and listen and obey God. You know, the flame of a match is just large enough to burn the matchstick, but to light a fire, it needs a little help. For this, you will need tinder, kindle, and fuel. To be an effective witness, you have to be tender. Just like, much like you walking with God. It's like a convert, you know. It's a convertible, other word. It catches fire quickly and easily burn out fast because there is no much substance there to the fuel it. But the more you put on it, the more you'll get from it. And, you know, when you think about it, when I was thinking about that, breaking that down, the flood, the water, the rivers being burned, my. How many people have you seen have went through some things and you wonder, how did they come out? Some, I know you've been seeing a lot of accidents lately where people been in fires, and they come out sometime without a scratch. And you say, I know that was the power of God on your hand, on your life. You didn't come out with no burn. You wasn't consumed. And when you think about that, it was nobody but the hands of God that brought you through the floods of life. through the trials and tribulation. We all going to go through trials and tribulation on this side. But we have to know who is with us. You know, there's just trials of your faith to see if you will be faithful, to see that the outcome reviving evidently. You know God for yourself. Nobody ain't going to have to tell you. When somebody else is going through something, you're going to say, baby, let me tell you one thing. First of all, read your scripture. Try God. Put your hands in God's hand, no matter what it look like. 10 people are going to tell you about that same situation you're going through. But if they never went through it, they don't know what you're feeling or what you are saying to them. We have to show love to one another when we're going through. When you're passing through the water, through the rivers, you know, they should not overtake thee unless you want it to overtake you. But if you don't want it to overtake, it won't overtake you. And when I keep going back to when thou walketh through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And I went to 1 Peter 6 and 7, say, when you greatly rejoice through now for a season, if need be ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trials of your faith bring much more precious than of gold than perishing, though it be tried with fire, might be found into praise and honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ. If you want oneness, wholeness, and of course, it is no wonder that the building fire process has been with three layers. If you don't know God today, there is another three processes, things that you can go through to get the fire of revival burning in your heart. One is repent. Dying out to yourself, asking God to forgive you, and walking away from your sin. Baptism in Jesus' name for the remission of sin. It brings burial with him in baptism, as the word says, and getting the precious gift of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongue as the Spirit give the utterance. You know, the cloven tongue is like as a fire. This promise is unto you today, not just for some of you, but all of us. You can only find this fire at an altar. You know, it's time to stand up and say, revival's not coming. It's here already. And that's what we have to know. We have been revived. Revival, you know, hear people say, revival, we need a revival. Well, revival can start right there in you. That's right. Revival can start right there with you. We don't have to run off to anybody to get it, but it can start right there with you. And one other point I have is the flood of life forced us to reach out to God. Sometimes you have to reach out to God like never before. You're going to be going through so many dilemmas in your life. You can't help but reach out to God. That's when you're going to say that four-letter word, help, help. I need help. Lord, I need help on the things I'm going through in life. I can't make it on my own. I need you, Jesus. And it ain't going to hurt you to go before God. Say, God, I need your grace. I need your mercy. Because the things I'm going through, I know it's nobody but you upholding me to keep me to go through the flood, to go through the rivers, and not be burned. It's nobody but you, Lord. And when I think about walking through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Affliction are compared to the fire and the flame, because very grievous and troublesome to the flesh, and because of the apprehension of God's wrath. In them sometimes, because of their trying nature, grace is tied by them as gold and silver in the fire. But yet the saints are not consumed by them. They lose nothing but their dross. Their principle and professions are tied. And they are supported through all which have been abundantly verified in Jesus. You know, when you think about that, nothing can keep you down. By water and fire, he mean all kind of troubles and perils that you're going through. God is right there to see you through it, no matter what it looked like, no matter what it seemed like. Think about even over in Jeremiah and in Joshua, you know, he was saying by passing Jordan, though at it overflowed when it swelling was especially dangerous. You know, you've seen, some of you went to the creek or to the bank or to the river, and you've seen when the tides come in, how the flood, even when bad weather hits, some places have more bad weather than other down south. They have a lot of flooding and thing, and you see the water. But you see how God sustain you, where the water don't come in your house. It don't even come halfway your yard. That lets you know God have his hands on it. You might be going through some things, but you're going to come out of it on the other side. Think of it like that. I know this is just a test. It's only a test I'm going through, and I have to realize that. It's being revealed each and every day of my life. And I'll just say I'm thanking God for what I go through, because if we never went through nothing, how we expect to learn something? We just going to go through life with an empty head, never learning anything, never knowing anything. Sometimes we got to be put to a test to really see what we made of, because we know God made us. But sometimes I think people feel here on this earth that they're not supposed to go through some trials and tribulation over on this side. But you want to go to the other side, so that means you got to do your work here. You know, the labors are few. The harvest is plentiful. But the labors are few. Nobody want to work in the vineyard anymore. But they're always murmuring. They're always complaining. As soon as the least little thing hit their door, they go all to pieces. But he letting you know through the word of God that you've been through the floods of life. You've been through the fire. And you came out as pure gold because you were serving him. You wasn't thinking about self, flesh. You were serving him, doing what he said. You a new creature and a new creature, you know, that, you know, oh, you know, through the troubles of any kind, think about the fire and the waters in our life, how we've been connected, and how, come with me, when you find yourself and you say, whoo, you go to wiping your head and the sweat off. He said, God, I thank you for bringing me through. I thought I would never come through this test. I never come through this trial. But God, you brought me. You brought me a mighty long way. And I just thank you through the struggle, through the trouble, through the enduring, you assured me that I will come out as pure gold over on the other side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, we just have to give God praise today for what he's doing. And another point I had is the floods of life reveals the saving grace of God. You know, God revealed things to each and every one of us, each and every day of our life. The saving grace of God. You know, when you got the saving grace of God, oh, my, on your life, you just got everything. When God have saved you, he's ordained you. He's magnified you. He's glorified you. I mean, oh, my. And when you think about the mortality and put on immortality, you know, one day from the process of burning through this flesh, it's a launch of something boastful. I know that I want to take this gospel to the street with force, not just haphazard sitting around saying, yes, well, I think it will get done. No. I want to take it out there and get it done. In the jails, in the prison, that they going through something that is by volitions of themselves, because they didn't call God into their life. Because if they had called God into their life, a lot of the things they would miss getting into, have to repent constantly over the same thing. So he said, have you been through the floods of life? Yes, you have. All of us have been through some type of flood in this life. And that, you know, we're going to continue while we're here on earth. We got to repent. We have to have faith. We have to thank God for that grace and that mercy. And we got to let ourselves know, okay, we can't keep harboring on that same thing. Now, he done took me through that. Why is I'm going through this again? What did you do? It wasn't him. What did you do to cause you to go around that brick wall all over again? So it's something, imperfection is something in you that you didn't finish doing, or you should have did. You started out. I'm going to say it like that. And he will say, well, what hindered you as you was going through, even for fasting? Everyone don't have to know you're fasting. You don't have to walk around looking like you have dead or whatever to fast. Have you been through the floods of life? Ha! Oh, my, 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 my. You know, that is a topic. Because I know everyone that will listen to this broadcast later on, it's, you can sit down in your living room, in your den, in your bedroom, at your kitchen table, on your job. You can say, I have been through the floods of life. I've been through some trials. I've been through some things that I thought I would never come up out of. And I know it was nobody but the hand of God that did it. And you have to give God the praise, you all. He the one brought you through the floods of life, through the trials, through the tribulation, through divorce, through sickness, through death, through pain. Hallelujah. Through children cutting up, husband cutting up, wife cutting up. You know, he brought you through cutting up on the job. You know, he brought you through the floods of life. So you can't help but give him the glory. Give him the praise for what he's doing. Because he's a mighty good God. He won't leave you and he won't forsake you. You know, God's favor and goodwill is to his people speaking abundant comfort to all believers. And when you think about that, God don't want us to fear. Don't have no doubt that he surely will bring you out no matter what you're going through today. He is right there to heal you, to help you, to heal a broken heart. No matter what it is, God is right there. He'll bring you through the floods of life. Just reach out to God. Let him know how much you need him, how much you love him, how much you care about him. And you'll start seeing some changes going on in your life, in your, and it starts with the mind. And it's going to trickle all the way down, trickle it all the way back up. Because you have to be found worthy doing what God has said to do. And I had a lot of different scriptures that I was going to bring to you today. And I won't give you all of them. I'll give you some of them that may help you on your way with have you been through the flood. And one of them is Deuteronomy 31:6-8. It said, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid. I'm just going to give you a little synopsis of each one. Because God don't want us to be afraid. In Psalm 66:10-12, the word of God said, for you, O God, have promised us, you have tried us as silver and gold. And silver, you know, he done tried you, you know. He done brought you through the fire. No matter if you didn't have $1 million in your pocket to give a ministry or whatever, God is going to bring you through where you will be able to give. Don't worry about that, you know. Surely he shall deliver you from the snares of the fowler and from the Norseland pestle. That's in Psalm 91:3. And it says also in Amos 9:8-9, behold, the eyes of the Lord God are on the sinful kingdom. My, 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 my. And then I have Exodus 14:29. But the children of Israel walked on dry land in the middle. Ah. See, look how they walked on dry land. They didn't look at the winds, the waves. How we got here, how we going to get there, blah, 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 blah. No, no, no. We're going to go on through this thing. We're going to pull up our boot laces, our bootstraps, tie them up together, lace them up, or whatever you want to do with them. But we're going on in Jesus' name. We're going to do the thing God have called for us to do. So we just leaning and depending on God today for our everything because we know without the help from God, where would we be? Without him revealing and us realizing it, what he's saying to us, about him reaching out to us, about him giving us grace sufficient, and by us not being burned, nor the fire. You know, some children, they say, tread fire lightly. Those that have been in a firehouse, fire, whatever, from all walks of life, you have contact with fire and floods of the river in your life. If it haven't happened, it's on its way. So we're giving God praise for this topic today. Have you been through the floods of life? Without passing through the water, I will be with you. He let you know, no matter what test you're going to take, I'm right there with you. I'm not forsaking you. I haven't give up on you. So don't give up on yourself. And as he said, they shall not overflow thee when thou walkest through the fire. Thou shalt not burn, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. No matter what you're going through today, no matter what it seems like, God is still in control. He haven't left the throne and gave up his controlling back to other things that we're supposed to know and do. And we're giving God the praise today for this topic, because we all have experience going through the floods of life, that we needed to realize our limitation. We needed to reach out to God. We always want God to reach out to us. But what time did you take to reach out to God this morning? Did you reach out to God in prayer, in psalms, and praise? Or did you just get up and waltz on like he wasn't there? Did you let him know how much you really love him? How much you care for him? Just think about it today. In the course of a day, what have you did actually for God today? Just think about it. I'm going to play us a song right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, let's see which one we want to hear today.
Every power in the name.
Every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, as that song was playing, I was thinking and going through some scripture. And you know when we're coming from Isaiah 43 and 2. And when you think about it, when you go through deep waters and great trouble, God is letting you know, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, no matter your trials and your tribulation, he's letting you know, he won't let you drown. And when you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flame will not consume you. He's letting you know, for I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. He's letting you know he's your Savior, each and every person that have touched this line today or will come to the line later or to the archive. He's letting you know peace. Other word, peace, be still. Peace as you're going through the floods of life and your storm. Just think about it. If you was navigating in strange waters or tracking through the wilderness of life, you would feel at peace with a complete or competent navigator. But as we move through spiritual territory, that frightens us. It's new to us, a full of trouble. What a comfort and support to have the Lord God, creator of peace, walk with us. He knows the way. You don't know the way. So if you got Jesus on your side, he's going to lead you all the way. He's going to lead you straight on through. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right, but look straight to Jesus. He's the author and finisher of your faith. So today, if you're having trials and tribulation, you're going through some floods of life today, you don't know which way to go. Look up. Jesus is right there. Look in the Word. He's right there. He hasn't forsaken you. He's letting you know, when thou pass through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, thou shalt not overflow thee. When thou walk through the flames, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. My. Just think. Do I have any comments from any of the people that's online this morning would like to say something concerning this teaching today? Have you been through the floods of life? Somebody might want to share something on the line this morning. One of the guests that's on the line this morning, feel free, press 1 on your keypad, because we'd be lying if we said we haven't been through the floods of life. We haven't went through some things that we didn't know how we was going to come out, but God, B-U-T, but God, brought us through it. We didn't know how we was going to get through, but we didn't give up. We didn't throw in the towel. Some of us say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen us. Some said, I just going to give up. I have someone would like to say something. Let me bring on area code 832 right now.
Good morning to everybody. Good morning to the listeners. Good morning to the Peace and Joy and Peace Ministry. In hearing the Word of God this morning that was given, there are two things that I would like to make mention of. No matter what the confrontations may be, the trials, how serious, how deep, how unmanufactured they may appear, the one thing that we must remember is we have to forgive, which is one of the hardest things that man has a difficult time in arranging in his life. But we're told that there's seven times 70, and that's 490. Plus, forgiveness will wipe away some of the ill factors, the domain factors, the stretching out, the putting together, the meshing together, the separating. Forgiveness is the key factor. The other main factor above all of any and every situation that happened in our lives, good or bad, the major factor here is God said his mercies are renewed every day. So no matter what failures we've had, what deep depression or deep-seated situations we're involved in, lost jobs, sickness, illnesses, contaminations, whatever these things may be, since God says every day they are renewed. There's nothing left over from yesterday. There's nothing left over from a month ago. There's nothing left over from a year ago. There's nothing left over an hour ago. Since mercies are renewed, if we can remember, our mercies are renewed every day. He doesn't have a stop time on it. He doesn't say, I start in the morning and quit by noon. He said they are renewed daily. So whenever they are needed, they are renewed, regardless of the time factor, regardless to when it happened, to regardless to what will come forefront following, before or after. His mercies are the things that are tangible in our lives for the present existing time of your life. If you're existing, then the mercies are renewed for you. If you are living, then his mercies are renewed for you. If you are sitting in the jailhouse, his mercies are renewed. If you're in the hospital, his mercies are renewed. Whatever the case may be, his mercies are renewed. They're never covered over. They're never buried. They're never shut up. They're always in the renewal. And that means an ever-believing, an ever-existing, a faithful knowing, a complete understanding, the territories of life that we live are renewed for us based on the things that we have need of at that present time. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Carla. We thank you because that is an important factor. It's forgiven. And we want to give God praise today. And coming up to our last segment, three major things I'd like you to remember. Also, have you ever been through the floods of life? It's the flood of life help us to realize our limitation. The flood of life also forces us to reach out to God. The third one is the floods of life, reveals the saving grace of God. And as I was going through the scripture for tribulation, trials and tribulation are certain to come our way. Jesus said in John 16:33, in the world you shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Troubled waters is a natural path that we must accept. Mark 4 teaches that when Jesus and the disciples was out on the water and the waters got rough, Jesus rebuked the wind and told the sea to be still. Jesus is still rebuking winds in our lives and telling the sea to be still. It is the natural design of water to be turbulent from time to time. Every now and then, our lives are tested by fire. And we will go through the fire, but the same God that hung the star, the sun, and the moon, that same God that put the river, that same God that put the twinkling in the stars can take the heat and the hurt out of the flame. And as I give my closing today, Psalm 46:1 say, teach us that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Since he is our refuge, I can find protection in him. Since he is our strength, I can turn my problems over to him. Since he is a present help, I don't have to wait for him to, because he is already there. Somebody is going through some difficult times right now. Don't worry. God's got it all in control. I thank each and every person that came to the line today. I want to give God praise for each and every one of you in area code 832 for speaking out today to let others know what it meant to you and what some of the things God had shared with you that you could share with others. I thank area code 770, area code 409, area code 713 for coming on today. Thank you so much. made this show possible today. So as we get ready to go off the air, let's see, can we have this on our closing tune on the way out? Let's see if it'll play. My time might be up.
Jesus, I need.